You're listening to the Texas Standard. On April 17, 2013, Tommy Mushka, a volunteer firefighter and the mayor of West Texas, explained what had happened in his town.
At approximately 7:30, the West fertilizer plant was on fire, fully consumed. At approximately 7:55, the plant exploded. 50 to 60 houses in a 5-block area radius were damaged, heavily damaged.
Today is the 5-year anniversary of the fire and explosion at the Central Texas fertilizer plant. Ammonium nitrate at the plant caught fire. Investigators eventually ruled it as arson, although no arrests have been made in the case. The blast killed 15 people and damaged more than 150 buildings. So, from a regulatory standpoint, what's happened to ensure that such a catastrophe doesn't happen again? Thomas O. McGarrity is a professor of administrative and environmental law at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor McGarrity, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So, since the West explosion in 2013, what's changed about the way fertilizer plants are regulated?
Short answer is very little. President Obama at the time wrote an executive order telling three agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Environmental Protection Agency, to do something about conditions that could give rise to a West-type explosion.
Mm-hmm.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration wrote some guidelines, but basically did very little. Did nothing really beyond that. The Environmental Protection Agency did amend its process safety or risk management guidelines that would prevent explosions, required a few more training sessions,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. And it really, I think they did improve things somewhat, though they did not address the precise substance, which was ammonium nitrate, that blew up at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
But the Trump administration has pulled them back and said, well, we're going to set the effective date 2 years from now so that we can re-examine and decide whether they're too stringent.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that. So this EPA rule would have, as I understand it, done a few different things: increased coordination between companies and their communities, required third-party audits, and updated emergency procedures. But as you say, the decision has now been made to delay that rule from going into effect. I guess it was supposed to go into effect sometime last year. So the rationale is just more preparation to do that?
No, I think the rationale was certainly initially, and I think it still is, the Trump administration wants to pull back anything that the Obama administration did and see whether they can do it differently.
So they're reevaluating the rule altogether, then, it sounds.
I think that's exactly right. They're re-looking at it while they've postponed the effective date for again into 2019 now.
So in the past, we have seen regulatory reforms following catastrophes. I'm thinking adding that rotten egg smell to natural gas. I believe that happened after the New London school explosion in East Texas. So why do you think that hasn't happened in the case of West?
Well, it's really hard to say, particularly in the case of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. One reason is it's very, very difficult these days to write new regulations. There are so many impediments to getting a regulation through the process, the review by the Office of Management and Budget. You have to have notice and comment. It's got to survive judicial review. It takes years, really, to write a good regulation. And agencies tend to be kind of reluctant to do that, hence OSHA promulgated guidelines, which are not binding. Instead of trying to do regulations. EPA did do the regulations, did update its standard, as you pointed out, and they do deal with things like anhydrous ammonium, which is a very, very toxic substance, but they didn't amend their list of hazardous materials to include ammonium nitrate.
So what steps do you think need to be taken to make sure we don't have another catastrophe like West?
Well, the first thing I think we need to do is let those regulations that the EPA promulgated back during the Obama administration, let them go into effect. And so I would not have postponed the effective date, and that would have at least addressed some serious problems that rural fertilizer plants and fertilizer storage facilities raise. The other thing I would do is address ammonium nitrate particularly. There are lots of facilities around that store ammonium nitrate, and it does have explosive capabilities. And then I think I would simply reevaluate the whole question of storage of hazardous chemicals to make sure that we're doing it in accordance with modern, up-to-date technologies.
Thomas O. McGarrity is a professor of administrative and environmental law at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor McGarrity, thank you again for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.